Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, he's 31st in the league in catches because he doesn't get as many targets as other guys. And so he can say, if you give me the targets that Justin Jefferson gets, I wouldn't be 31st in the league. And so you can counter that. I'm 31st in the league, but am I 31st in the league in yards? So just imagine if I had more catches, what I would do with it. And so there's always counter arguments to whatever they're going to argue.
The Morning Roast is live on YouTube right now. Take it away, Bonte.
All right, Steph. Hopefully your offseason's going well so far. Stephen Curry there and the Warriors, of course, not in the playoffs. The NBA playoffs are in full swing in the first round. But that was TJ Houshmandzadeh speaking about Brandon Ayuk. He was on with Willard or Dibbs the other day. If I'm not mistaken, they work out together, right? He's Ayuk's boy. So it's a great perspective there. By the way, we didn't shout out YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. And you can now download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages. As we've added the QR code on both pages, the Xfinity Mobile text line. Shout out to our friends at Flooring, Water, Plumbing, and Drain. If you're going to call into the roast, you better bring it. Because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flooring, Water, Plumbing, and Drain. I don't think we're flushing Andrew Filippone from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, Odyssey sister station at the Pony Express on X/Twitter. Andrew, good morning, man. Welcome to the Morning Roast here in the Bay Area. 95.7 The Game. Joe Shasky, a bunch of Bonte Hill. How are you?
I'm not bad, boys. Trying to figure out what's going on with Brandon Ayuk. I'm very interested in you guys having me on to get your perspective on things because I've been trying to run down this story for what seems like months, and the information is ever evolving. And I can just start you off by telling you, I know for a fact that the Steelers are still very interested.
Oh boy.
There are a lot of guys in their front office who are looking at that Eagles model with the AJ Brown trade and thinking, this is the guy we need to kickstart things for us and bring the most out of our quarterbacks who are one-year deals, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields. Their assistant GM, the guy who was setting the draft board for them, his name is Andy Weidel. He was with the Eagles before he came here last offseason. So, yeah, if the 49ers want to do business, the Steelers are ready. They're waiting. They're on hold.
Go ahead, Shaska. Go ahead.
Well, so, I mean, I'm looking at it. You've got the 20th overall pick, 51st, 84, 98. And obviously you can go and trade future stuff. So given that you're going to have to extend him because he wants big money, what do you get the feeling that the draft compensation would look like?
Well, so I know that they've had conversations about next year's first round pick. Mm. And I know that there are guys who have very big titles with the Steelers who are in favor of them trading the 2025 first round pick. And years ago, this would have been a non-starter. Their edict from ownership was, we always make our first round pick. That's how we built championship teams. And that changed a few years ago when they traded a first for Minkah Fitzpatrick, and that's worked out great. I also think there's a ton of urgency to win now. They haven't won a playoff game here in Pittsburgh since 2016, which is an eternity. So I think they've got permission from ownership to trade a first. I don't think they want to trade the 20th pick. I think they'd rather trade next year's pick. I think they could trade 51, the second round pick, and maybe something with that. I don't know. I mean, you guys know Mike Silver better than I do. He's making it sound in Chronicle like they'll take a second round pick, which I was completely baffled by.
Well, I am too. I love Brandon Ayuk. I think he's the best pure wide receiver in a 49ers uniform. I get frustrated when he doesn't get enough targets. I thought he's been the best player at the wide receiver position for the Niners in the last 2 years. In their history of drafting first-round pick, wide receivers has not been great since they drafted a great Jerry Rice way back when and in the mid-'80s. I don't want to do it. I don't like to see it. And you saw Brandon Ayuk up close and personal last year, week one. What was your takeaways? Because all he did in that game against Pittsburgh to start the season was 8 catches on 8 targets for a 129 and 2 touchdowns. I don't want to get the guy up. It's just driving me crazy, Andrew.
Yeah, that's why Patrick Peterson's not on the Steelers roster anymore. The way he used to that game, he came out and he said, oh, Brock Purdy has tells.
Yeah.
Well, he told him, you can't play anymore. You're ready for retirement in Canton 5 years from now. So that's why he's not on the Steelers and not in the NFL. Look, they've got a history. They put a lot of stock in what guys do against them head-to-head. And Patrick Queen has played great against the Steelers. They sign him. Russell Wilson has, like, a perfect passer rating all time against the Steelers in 2 games. They sign him. Justin Fields came here on a Monday night 2 years ago. Probably was the best game he played as a rookie. So they saw it with their own eyes. And Tom was somebody that's a big, like, boots on the ground, see you in person scouting type. That's why he does all the Senior Bowl stuff, the senior days or the pro days for players. So head-to-head accomplishments, I think, mean a lot with him. So, look, I think he'd love to get his hands on Ayuk, too. I don't know if he's as bullish. I don't think he's as bullish as some of the guys in their front office, but I also don't think they're going to have to twist his arm to make this deal. I think it's just really, it hinges on what John Lynch and the 49ers decide to do. I really think the second they start to ponder this and seriously consider this and take offers, the Steelers will be ready with a package that will at least get them talking and get them debating the merits of it.
What are you hearing in terms of money? Because we've been kind of debating this all offseason. You're looking and this guy gets this. Devontae got about $25 million guaranteed with $52 million guaranteed, $25 million a year. What do you think the Steelers would give him? Because when A.J. Brown got dealt, boom, immediately he had already worked out the contract and it was announced within hours.
Yeah, that's the complicating part of this for me, guys. Like, the Steelers are operating in a more modern way since they had a general manager change last year. But, I mean, I would think you'd almost have to have a handshake deal with Ayuk on what that new contract would look like before you make the trade. And I can't see them giving up a first and then they get Brandon Ayuk and they figure out or they discover that what they thought the parameters of a new deal would look like, it's just not plausible or feasible for one or both parties. Like, that would be a disaster. So I think that something's got to get negotiated on the contract front before the trade gets consummated. And I don't know about you guys, but I haven't heard anything about the 49ers giving Ayuk to do anything like that. Now, to your point, I don't remember the Titans giving A.J. Brown permission to talk to the Eagles about a deal either. So who knows what's going on behind closed doors between agents and general managers. But, yeah, like, if you, just to be direct about it, I think that average annual number is going to be somewhere between $28 and $30 million.
Wow.
That's what I think.
Wow.
That's what I've heard.
Wow.
Because the salary cap's going way up. And look, I mean, after you could make the argument, because Justin Jefferson was dinged up last year, you could make the argument that after Tyreek Hill, there isn't a more productive wide receiver in the NFL right now than Brandon Ayuk, and he's in his mid-20s, and I think he's going to be want to be paid accordingly.
Yeah, so, I don't want to trade this guy. No, I'm not. Go ahead, Shaz.
No, I'm ready to unload now.
I'm ready to unload.
Well, I find this odd because the ethos of the Pittsburgh Steelers, run game, we draft wide receivers, we let them go. You know what I mean? Like, that's, you guys did such a great, I'm not going like 20 years here, whether it's Seneca Wallace or Plaxico or whomever. George Pickens with Brandon Ayuk and trading for Ayuk and giving him boatloads of money, that feels like a big culture change.
It is. It 100% is. But they've done things that are big culture changes.
Yep.
They now are a team that gets heavily involved in free agency. They get Queen. They swing the Russell Wilson signing. They trade for Justin Fields. They dump Kenny Pickett after just 2 years when he was a first-round pick from right here in Pittsburgh. So they are acting way differently. I agree. It's a sea change for them. But we're seeing signs of them operating in a whole new way, in a whole new light. I also, to go back to the Philly thing, the Eagles are paying A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith.
Yep.
Part of the thing that makes it easier for them to pull off a stunt like this is between Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, you've got a combined $4 million in salary, and neither one of them is on the books for next year. So they really have a lot of flexibility to do things and pay star players at non-quarterback positions a lot of money. And I think that George Pickens is a highly volatile, temperamental guy.
Right.
But you could sell him on the idea, hey, Randy Moss played with Chris Carter, Jerry Rice played with Terrell Owens. You're not going to see double teams. It's going to make your life a lot easier. And his contract is up soon, too. And if his numbers are good, he's young enough, he'll get paid. So I think that you can have those two guys coexist in one offense.
Wow, with great points, Andrew. You're spot on there. We got to talk to you more, man. I always love the Pittsburgh Steelers from afar. Shasky knows this. One of my favorite AFC teams growing up. Love that black and yellow.
What you guys do. What do you think are the odds they entertain offers for Ayuk?
I think it's high.
Offers is 100%.
Yeah, they're
trading
doing that.
Him. It feel for me. I will speak for myself. I feel like it's 80-20. They're going to trade him.
I think it would be a massive mistake, and I think it could get people fired around here if they do this, because all of a sudden they're talking. The owner comes out this offseason, Andrew, and says, Jed York, and says, "Hey, Brock Purdy's going to reset the quarterback market. So now we're going to take his favorite target." His top target, a guy who was second in the league in yards per catch, over 1,300 yards receiving in a run-first offense. We're going to take away his primary weapon and depend on a rookie to come in and learn this complicated scheme and still reset the quarterback market? This is a recipe for disaster. I don't like trading premium players for prospects. That's just not the way I do business.
Do you think they take next year's first?
Next year's first, that would make that the fans irate. That does not help them in the Super Bowl now.
If they're going to do this, they need something back for this year. Now, I'm not saying that there wouldn't be, you know, a second or a third. Maybe a first next year and a third this year. They had to get something for this year.
Wow. All right, boys. Thanks for the intel, and I appreciate you having me on. We'll talk again soon, okay?
No, we appreciate your intel, man. That was awesome stuff, man. Thanks so much for the time, Andrew.
Yep, see ya.
All right, Andrew for the Pony.
He's good.
93.7. So,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.